This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. On Sunday, voters in France go to the polls to decide who will be the country's next president. 2 weeks ago, socialist Ségolène Royal and conservative Nicolas Sarkozy were chosen for the runoff from a field of 12 candidates. As they've campaigned since then, their contrasting styles, personalities, and visions of France's future have been on display, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Ever since the presidential election became a straight fight between Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal, both candidates have been campaigning relentlessly to attract centrist voters, but with very different strategies and styles. Royal, who trailed Sarkozy after the first round by 2 million votes and has been consistently behind in the polls, has spent the last 2 weeks trying to make up that deficit. Speaking to crowds, she has been daring and aggressive, and has also gone negative. Many French people say they find Nicolas Sarkozy scary, and Royal has clearly played to that. She went so far as to give voters a warning in an interview on French radio this morning. I think voting for Nicolas Sarkozy is dangerous, and I feel it's my responsibility to issue a warning about the brutality and violence that could break out in the country, said Royal. You're saying there will be violence if he's elected? Asked the radio host. I think so, replied Royal. Sarkozy, who said he would not bother to respond to such a low blow, has been playing it cool. He can afford to. Like a long-distance runner in the lead, Sarkozy must simply stay the course. Aware that he is accused of appearing agitated and aggressive, his main strategy has been to stay calm. The candidates' two strategies were revealed in their much-anticipated television debate this week. Royal, attempting to show her presidential mettle, went on the attack. Sarkozy kept his composure. Sarkozy also stuck to his well-honed proposals, like how he would relaunch the French economy by relaxing the 35-hour work week.
She thinks work time is like a cake that we can all share, and if no one works more than 35 hours, then companies will be able to hire more people. Well, nowhere else in the world, not one single country believes in the logic of sharing work time because it is a monumental error.
One of the unknowns of the presidential runoff has been the 7 million voters of centrist candidate François Bayrou, who finished third place in the first round of voting. While Bayrou said he could not advise his supporters to vote for either candidate, he painted a particularly dark picture of Sarkozy, saying he would concentrate power as never before through his links to business and media and his taste for intimidation and threats. Christophe Barbier, editor of L'Express magazine, said the debate helped make up the minds of those who were still undecided.
There's no debate about who won the debate. Ségolène lost, and the polls show Sarkozy gaining strength. She went on the offense, but many people found her aggressive. I think she helped mobilize some of François Bayrou's center-right voters to Nicolas Sarkozy.
The last 2 weeks have ensnarled France in a debate about two visions of its future. Sarkozy advocating less government control on the economy, Royal talking about ensuring a fairer society where everyone has an equal chance. Teacher Yannick Gauthier is strolling with his wife and 3-year-old son in Paris's 15th arrondissement. He says he was excited about Royal's ability to unite the country for the common good, but he is also realistic.
I've been passionate about this debate, like many French people have been, I guess. Probably because I am afraid that Sarkozy will win, and he will probably. So my wife and I just get prepared to that.
As French voters prepare to vote in 2 days, the major polling institutes are predicting a big win for Sarkozy. Campaigning stops at midnight tonight. As the deadline approached, Ségolène Royal called on the French people to prove the pollsters wrong. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.